Hey team, welcome back to another episode of the Student Paramedic Podcast.
Welcome back to the Student Paramedic Podcast. My name's Brayden and I'm joined here today with Alex.
Hey guys.
And I'm also joined here by a very special guest, Nick Stanford. Nick is going into his final year of paramedicine study at ACU. He is also a Army veteran serving for 4 years as well as working for a medic company. Welcome, Nick.
Hey guys, how you going?
Really well. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, do you want to go into a bit more detail about who you are and your background coming into the paramedic degree?
Yeah, too easy. Name's Nick. I spent 4 years as an infantry soldier in the Australian Army, mostly based out of Townsville in the 2nd Battalion, and I spent a year in Canberra as well. And then I decided in 2019 to leave the military and pursue a paramedicine degree.
So you went from a military background. Did you have any experience with any medics out there or anything towards the medical field that made you interested in becoming a paramedic?
As an infantry soldier, you do what's called TCCC, which is a tactical casualty care course. Everyone does that in the infantry, and it's just like your sort of introduction to field medicine. Obviously, medics are a lot more qualified than I was, and then we have our combat first aiders in infantry units that are a little bit more qualified in the first aid side of things. So you do get exposed to a bit of field medicine and stuff like that, and I was really interested in it while I was in the Army.
Do you think that interest then transpired onto you wanting to come study paramedicine, or what was that calling for you?
My father was a paramedic. He's retired now. So I always grew up with that paramedic sort of thing in the background, and it was always a bit of an interest, but I, from a young age, wanted to join the military. So I figured I'll do that, and then my goal was to stay in the military, but then, yeah, started getting the itch to explore university studies, and paramedicine was sort of the go-to for me.
That's really cool. So obviously having that sort of family history in it and knowing what it was like, has it sort of fulfilled your expectations?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There was definitely a lot of chats being like, it's not all lights and sirens. It's a lot of, as one of my mentors put it, it was 90% social work, 10% medical work. So, I really enjoy that part of it as well, just meeting different people and chatting to people and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that exact same thing from numerous mentors and teachers, that paramedicine is mainly social work and being there for those people's emergencies. So coming from, you know, that Army background into paramedics, now Army is a very structured system. It's very much, this is how you do it, this is the way to do it. If you don't do it this way, you're out type thing. How does that transpire then to your experience on road now as a paramedic, like just from placements, that structure, that systematic approach, everything?
That's a really good question. So, yeah, a lot of the Army was discipline and a regimented sort of structure. There is flexibility. We are trained not to be robots. We are trained to think for ourselves within reason. But for the transpiring that experience on road, it just made stressful situations a lot easier to deal with. Being in stressful situations before gives you that sort of resilience to deal with them a lot better. And, understanding that it's a government job and there is structure and there's a hierarchy and knowing who to talk to and who to not talk to, perhaps. So it was a lot of the stuff did transpire, but, you know, paramedics and military is still quite very different in the way that they do things. And I think paramedics are a lot more chill.
So, having that, was there any like one thing that kind of stood out and made you want to be a paramedic? Was there an event or something? Were you just like, nah?
There was one on a field exercise we did. There was we were doing a mounted maneuver with some armored personnel carriers, and I was in one with my section, which is about 8-9 people. And then there was another car next to us, and we were doing what's called an advance to contact. So the cars were going pretty quick. And there were a lot of ant hills out on this particular training area. So the cars can smack through ant hills. They just made of dirt. But this particular ant hill, the car next to us hit it, and it was actually built on a solid bit of rock. So the tank cracked at about 60 kilometers an hour. The driver impacted the front column quite heavily. The crew commander who was sitting in the turret flew up and out and back in. And all the guys from my platoon in that car, particular car, got smashed around in the back. It was a pretty, one of my first ever real mass casualty scenarios. And we got out and got to doing, like I said, my basic sort of field medicine. I was just trying to see who was sick and who wasn't, doing a bit of triage. And then felt a little bit overwhelmed because I was like, oh man, I haven't trained for this really. And then the medics rocked up and they were just insane. They just took over the scene, absolute command, real good leaders, and they just knew exactly what to do, who was sick, who wasn't sick, and who to get out of there critically and stuff like that. And just seeing them do that sort of gave me a bit of a, okay, this is what I want to do. I think I've decided that, yeah.
That's actually really interesting, just to how that happens and how your passion has really, you had that itch and you scratched that itch now doing that paramedic degree. Outside of the degree, what are you doing with yourselves now?
When I'm not studying, I'm trying to relax, but I work for a private medical company as well as a basic life support medic where we do events and stuff like that.
Would you recommend that to students as well to kind of do it on the side of study?
Absolutely. I think it's a really good idea if you can get a job with a private medical company as a life support medic. Gives you that sort of, obviously placements are few and far between, and being able to work in that role every day and getting paid for it as well is really good experience, keeps your skills up as well. And plus working with a multidiscipline team like paramedics, nurses, doctors, emergency, critical care paramedics, everything, just being able to see the experience they can bring and working together as a team is really valuable sort of experience, I think.
That sounds amazing to have that opportunity at such an early part of your career as well. How do you think that's reflected on your practice now, getting to work with those other professionals at such an early stage?
Good question. Because in ACU, our first placement is 1 week, I had a very bare minimum experience with sort of on-road, and being able to work as a medic has given me a lot more chance to interact with patients, especially just chatting to people, getting that real good rapport building skills and just those basic sort of assessments and stuff like that, because your best sort of tool is yourself, and a lot of the stuff as a basic life support medic is just diagnosing things but sort of guessing the sort of what's going on and trying to be able to help them as best you can. And then when you do big events and stuff like that, having those extra qualified people and stuff is just an awesome experience to see.
Obviously you're heading into your third year and you've got all this experience behind you and that you're currently doing as well. What sort of changed? What's your perspective? How has it changed from being a first year student?
So first year student, I think I rocked up. Trauma. That's all I wanted to see. And after doing some placements and working for a while, I find that I have really grown to enjoy the medical cases. Trauma's awesome. Everyone loves trauma. But the medical cases, I find just using your brain a lot and trying to figure out stuff and see what's going on with the patient has changed my perspective a lot, to really enjoying the sort of the clinical investigation side of things as well, a lot more than I thought I would when I first started the degree.
Bit more of a challenge in the sense of having to problem solve and critically analyze.
Exactly.
That it?
Yeah. I think that as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cause there tends to be a lot of systematic approach in trauma, tick this off, go next.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Whereas you've got your medical cases and you can do your systematic approaches, which is really good. But then you've got to branch off into whatever you think it is, and hopefully you're going down the right track and not just going on a tangent. But my mentors are really good. If they felt like you were going on a little bit of a left tangent, they try and pull you back in a little bit with a few more, obviously their experience, and they know the right questions to ask and stuff like that.
Definitely.
So you work for a basic life support private medical company. Do you do anything else for work then, or...?
I work for a medical company called TACMED Australia as an operations assistant. So just little things like helping to run the courses smoothly, making sure all the kit's there. I do a bit of role playing, get a bit moularged up and play as a role player for their courses and stuff like that, which is really a good experience. And TACMED Australia is a fantastic company as well.
That's ran by veterans, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a veteran-run company.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think as well, as students getting involved in those types of volunteering or I know our uni gets emails constantly about you know, going out to White Island and role, like for students to role play in like mass cash scenarios.
Yeah, I actually just did that a couple of nights ago. It was really fun for the critical care interns.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's the thing. Like, I think just exposing yourself as students to that is invaluable.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any chance you can get. They send emails through the uni and I highly recommend putting your name down for it. It was a good night. Just seeing how critical care paramedics think and just watching some of the stuff they do is insane. Like some of the things that I've seen ACPs do, I think is incredible. And then critical care paramedics, what they can do is insane. It's really cool to be able to see and observe.
Yeah, definitely. That's an awesome opportunity that you've got to have, especially at such a that great exposure to all these CCP interns coming through. You'd be learning so much, so many different opportunities from that. I'd like to go back. So you mentioned that, you know, TACMET, it's a veteran-owned company. Do you do any work still with veterans? I know you were chatting about it before.
So ACU has actually just built from the ground up a student veteran society. Yeah, so ACU started that to support veterans who were looking at transitioning out of the military into some tertiary study and just being able to support them with, because a lot of veterans haven't gone to a education facility for a long time where you have to do proper research and referencing and all that kind of little skills that you forget when you're not doing it for a long time. And ACU is running an excellent course for that to start students on the front foot when they get into university.
That's really, actually really cool. I'd never heard of that before, and that's really nice that ACU doing that to support the veterans as well. What does your future plan look like now having, you know, gone through the military, you're going into your last year and you have all of this experience behind you? What do you plan to do with the degree?
As the end goal is for everyone is to get a job. but I think, I'm going to apply for a lot of places, but ideally I would like a job with QAS or New South Wales, and my sort of goal is to be rural for a few years. I really want to see how rural paramedics make do with the limited resources that they have, and I think it would be a great experience. And maybe do some extra study as well while I'm out there, try and slowly chip away at a graduate certificate or something like that in critical care. But obviously, taking baby steps, don't want to overload myself too much and just sort of enjoy the experience of being a graduate.
Yeah, really soak it up. So that being said, do you have any advice then for, you know, mature age students? Because you are a mature age student, even though you are a young age of 24. Coming in, you've got all that life experience. What experience would you say to those people who are, you know, questioning to make that step towards that study, that career change?
So if you are looking at moving from whatever you're doing now into a tertiary sort of education, be it paramedicine, nursing, or even just education or any kind of degree, definitely just do your research and give it a try. I think the best thing you can do is give it a try, because I've learned so much about education and how people learn and how I learn especially. And I think if you're looking to do it, there's tons of resources out there that can help you with that decision to support or not support it. So yeah, you don't have to go to university. I think there's a lot of people that don't have to go to university that are still very successful in what they do. And yeah, so if you're looking at doing it, there's so much support out there to do it. And I was supported massively, so yeah.
What resources have you found helpful? Not just for making the decision of going into uni, but once you were in uni and needing help or any type of support during that first time?
So yeah, like I said, there is the ACU Student Veteran Services, which were fantastic, allowing early timetabling and stuff like that to fit around work and stuff, because obviously a lot of veterans probably don't live at home, so they have to work while they're at university. So being able to schedule their classes effectively was a real big help. And, just having a group of people that are like-minded and keen to chat and just support each other was really good. And ACU's academic skills unit as well is very effective in that sort of thing, and I'm sure other universities have something very similar. Obviously, I'm only speaking from an ACU sort of point of view. But yeah, I felt very supported, and being told that, you know, based on stuff that I can, you know, succeed in what I want to do.
So from a study point of view as well, we're just trying to get insight into all different students' minds.
Yeah.
What sort of resources have helped you study? So like, I know a lot of ours are like A Life in the Fast Lane and
yeah, absolutely.
Like all these different resources. What are some of your go-tos?
Podcasts, funnily enough. I really do like listening to podcasts. Life in the Fast Lane is a fantastic resource, especially when I was learning ECGs. Also, just chatting to other people that I know, other students and paramedics that I know and stuff like that, and just running through scenarios. I think the best way to learn is just by constant repetition of stuff that you're not comfortable with, because you can study and study things that you're comfortable with and you'll be good at it, but you'll learn most by making mistakes and fixing those mistakes next time. And I think doing scenarios with people that are more experienced than you that can help you is a really big benefit. I think CPD events, especially now in the COVID era where everything's moving online, it makes doing those events a lot easier and a lot more friendly for people who with a busy schedule and stuff like that. Really enjoy listening to people's experiences, and them. Obviously, everyone's very keen to teach and I'm very keen to learn. So yeah, those things are really good.
Do you find that any of the things that you've learned through, you know, your podcasts, through going to these CPD events, working through TACMED and doing all those scenarios, have they corresponded positively towards your placements and towards your work?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's things that you'll learn in podcasts from other people's experiences or these CPD events that will stick in your brain, and you'll go to that certain job and it'll click in your head and you'll be like, oh, I remember this from this podcast or this particular event. And it gives you a bit of context into what you're doing, especially like I remember one was a poisons CBD, and I'm trash with remembering poisons and toxidromes and stuff like that. But this one particular poison that we found was, I just remembered it from a CBD event. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I know sort of what's going on here a little bit more than I would if I just come in sort of without knowing anything. So yeah, stuff like that is really cool.
Yeah, I was the exact same. I had one where it was like a pediatric neurological CPD event. And I went to it and I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I felt so lost in it though. But I was like, this is so cool. Went to a call and same thing, that, you know, that I had that click moment and it all just makes sense. And it's so worthwhile going to, and definitely recommend it.
Yeah, no, I think the same thing. Like, I, whenever I can, I try and do some CPD points on the side. Even though we don't need to collect CPD as a student, I think starting the habit early is really important, because, well, as a dual degree student at the moment, I know that when I graduate, I'll have to do CPD for nursing and then CPD for paramedics as well. So just getting into the habit. And at the same time, I think it's something a bit more exciting than just reading a textbook or
absolutely,
or just listening to a lecture. It kind of fuels the excitement a little bit as well for, even like you said before, placements are few and far between. Like the last time I went on placement was coming up to 2 years ago now, and I won't go until next year. Yeah, so it's like, you know, all these little snippets that you get from real-time paramedics, you go, oh, cool, like I'm getting a little bit of insight into the job again. So I think it builds a bit of excitement up as well as learning something. So it's really good. So we'll go through some of the student question ones. We are changing these ones up, so they're not like our normal ones where we have three exact ones every single time.
Yep.
We're just changing them up for a bit of fun. So one of them is, what is one thing you can't live without on placement?
Ooh. Red Bull.
Wow.
Sugar-free?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, yeah. It's healthy. Come means on, you mate. Could have more of it then.
Exactly.
So yeah. Caffeine. We cannot live without
caffeine. Caffeine, 100%.
All right. What is your one go-to resource for study?
It has to be Life in the Fast Lane, I think. Absolutely.
What is one piece of advice, if you had to sum up, like, for students coming into the degree, first year students even, like one sentence, what would that be?
Big eyes, big ears, small mouth. So basically just look, listen and learn. It was one of the big things I learned in the military, and it helps a lot in paramedicine study as well.
That's really good. I've always been told you've got two ears and only one mouth, so listen twice as much as you speak.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's really good. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Student Paramedic Podcast. If you want to connect with us, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can email us at thestudentparamedicpodcast@gmail.com.